Welcome back to Bullseye on the Afternoon on AM 930 WEOL. Andy Bolbarch and Matt Douglas with you. You've got us until 6 o'clock tonight, and it's time now for us to return to the Nordson Corporation Champions of Education series. It's brought to you by Nordson Corporation, a vital, self-renewing, worldwide organization helping build products that the world uses every day. And today, we are shining the spotlight on the Vermilion School System, and here to help us do that is the superintendent at Vermilion, Phil Pempin. Phil, thank you so much for giving us some of your time today. How are you?
Good, Andy. Thanks for having us on. We appreciate being able to tell a little bit about our school district and let the community know what some of the positive things are that are happening within our schools.
And there are certainly a lot of them, and at this point, I think we really have to focus on the latest and greatest news for you guys, a brand-new health center coming to the Vermilion School System. This is going to benefit a lot of different parties. Phil, if you can, kind of give us some of the basic details and how this kind of all came about and when this is expected to be completed.
Thanks, Andy. Yeah, we've been working on this since last March. We held a community safety forum based basically on the Parkland shootings. There was some concerns, obviously, every time one of those type of an event happens throughout the country. And so our community had some concerns about what we could do with school safety, and we brought them in. And one of the three things that they wanted us to work on, one was an SRO officer, another one was making sure that we have camera upgrades throughout the district. We already have an SRO officer, but that was an addition of an SRO officer. But the third thing was mental health therapy. So that was for those students that might be in high need. And that got us to thinking, what could we really do in our school district that we could offer not just a mental health therapist for students that have some greater needs and greater concerns, but how can we offer a seamless program for our kids with all types of health issues, whether it be just a doctor's appointment, dental work, or counseling, and additional counseling that our school counselors might not be able to provide that would be a little bit more of an intense way. So we started thinking that the problem that we have that is unique that to our school district is that we're split between two counties, and sometimes getting services between the two counties can be a challenge. So we started to bring in anyone that we could think of that could help us with a transition between the counties and actually create a school-based health center within our school district that people would not have to go outside and get some of these services that they might need. And how then could we help our students instantly with any type of issue that they might have and make connections without money being an issue and without the services, once again, having to be sought from outside. So we brought in a lot of representatives from Lakota, from Erie County Health Department, and we started brainstorming, and we're now in the process, hopefully very soon here, of we've got some areas within our school in mind, dedicating space to that, and we'll start building this facility right within the school. We're going to be bringing them in, letting them use the space, along with Mercy Hospital. We're also looking at them to come in and do some physical therapy and some physical training with us, and so that will help provide just about any service that's needed.
And if you can, Phil, can you expand on the idea and the importance of having this location right there on the grounds of the school as well? I mean, I think that really means a lot, especially as far as accessibility goes.
Yeah, it really helps our teachers and our students as well, not just the students, but the teachers, because a lot of times our teachers might need to take a full day or a half day off just to be able to make a doctor's appointment. And this might not suit all of our teachers' needs in that regard because they have their own network and might not be able to interface with this one, but we'll sure make it open to them, and we think that we will get a good percentage of them that would be able to use it. But they would be able to just basically walk down the hall or come in from one of our other two buildings right out here on our campus and run on one campus and wouldn't have far to go. Basically make their doctor's appointment and get right back to class and be able to not miss much class time. So that's an inconvenience a lot of times for them when they have to do their lesson plans and get it ready for a sub. It's actually more work. They'd rather be here at school not having to lose so much time. So same with the students. They can we're going to work on ways that we can usher them over from the middle school or the elementary school with probably some type of a vehicle, either a van or a covered golf cart type vehicle that would be able to bring that student over to the school and get whatever services that they need here at the high school.
Very good stuff. And what's the timeline for this facility? Are we looking at, you know, 3 or 5 years, or what are we looking at as far
no,
as the timeline?
No, this facility, we're looking at the possibility of getting this done within the next 2 months. So it should be completed and the space be completed within the next couple months, up and running. And then we're looking at the possibility of some expansion later on in the future. As I said, we're working with Mercy Health on a partnership to do some physical therapy, some physical training with our student body and with the outside population. This eventually, we're looking to expand this to the community as well. We should be able to do this within the high school. We won't do it right away, but we're going to let the community come in from outside to this facility as well, because we've designed it in a way that we've got an outside entrance. But we're looking to the future to actually possibly build a building right here, a separate building right here on our campus, in conjunction with these partnerships that we're working on. And it's not finalized by any means at this point. We're still in talks and working with our Board of Education and with Mercy Hospital, and we've got some more work to do on this yet, and it's not a finalized thing, but definitely the school-based health facility that will be in the high school here will be finalized within the next couple months and will be built and done.
Very exciting stuff. That means that'll be up and running before the end of this academic year, which is really, really good stuff. Again, Phil Pimpin is the Vermilion Superintendent. He's joining us here on the Norton Corporation Champions of Education series. And I want to get into some of the really great things that you guys are doing in the classroom and in the community as well. Well, recently, some Vermilion high schoolers did extraordinarily well at the 2019 Regional Scholastic Arts Show. Who specifically really stood out, and what were some of the things that they did that made them stand out?
Well, they do different types of awards based on the categories of their artwork there, and they have some Gold Key Awards, which is their top honor. And our art department does a fantastic job here. Christian Schneid is our art teacher that really spearheads that and works with that department. And so she takes our students to this show every year, displays their work and with different types of media, whether it be ceramic type work, sculpture type work, or drawings, paintings, etc. And we really pride ourselves in not cutting back in any way for art in our program. We really emphasize that's an integral part of what our students do here. And so they've gotten numerous awards for some top work in that show every year. So we're really proud of those students and some of the things that they've done.
Phil Pimpin, Vermilion Superintendent, joining us here on the Nordson Corporation Champions of Education series. And wait, another really interesting project that the school system was a part of, a fourth grade teacher, Mrs. Lisa Murray, was invited to visit Double Harvest School in Haiti to initiate a year-long digital connection project involving two schools. Give us an idea as to what this program is all about, and really at the end of it, what the hope was for all the students involved to get out of it.
Lisa was a former third grade teacher that has now moved to the middle school, and this opportunity came up with actually the former superintendent, Bruce Keller, here, who makes numerous trips back and forth to Haiti to help through an organization there that helps with their literacy skills, reading skills, and just reaching out to other areas like ours. And so he knew that Lisa was one of our outstanding teachers here that does a fantastic job with interfacing her students. And she did this very often with her students with many different countries last year as a third grade teacher. And so she actually took a trip over to Haiti with Mr. Keller and helped set up their equipment there and made sure that when we're going to be communicating back and forth, exchanging information between our school district and theirs, that this could become an ongoing learning project basically between us that shares learning information back and forth between the students. So it wasn't exactly Skype, but it was a version of that basically that the students could look at each other, see each other, hear each other, talk about the things that they're working on, and just share the cultures back and forth and see how we learn differently, think differently, talk about different topics. And it's just a fantastic exchange of cultural ideas and gives us an idea that the rural is not as large as we think it is sometimes. You can shrink it down through this type of media events now and understand that, okay, people in the other parts of the world think somewhat differently from you, but you're very alike in so many ways, too. So it's a great opportunity for students on both ends.
Absolutely, and I would imagine that for the students in Haiti and, of course, the students at Vermilion, it really is a bit of an eye-opener. While there are some similarities, I think, for both sides, too, it's a nice little peek into how things are done a little bit differently, too. And I think, above all else, you know, academics aside, I think culturally, that's really kind of where I think the biggest impact would come into play here, no?
It is. As we know, the world really is shrinking to some degree because people are able to share so many things through the use of just even a cell phone these days and do business with areas of the world that you never thought you'd be able to, and you're able to just make these connections that really shows that that's the way the world is going, that you can make contacts with people that you never thought you'd be able to just so much easier. And so I think it's showing our students that technology is important. And of course, there's some drawbacks and downfalls to the other side of the use of these devices as well. And we're mindful and aware of those things here in our district, and we are constantly reminding our students that, okay, there's positives and negatives to this too, and be careful with how you use them. But in this case, we saw this as nothing but a positive to be able to have teachers and students on both ends talk with each other, work with each other, share that culture, share those things that are alike and different.
Very good stuff. Well, Phil, before we cut you loose, I've got to ask you about the Vermilion College Credit Plus program. Easy for me to say, the Vermilion College Credit Plus program. And it's one of those things where I think, you know, people are always looking for the best path after high school, whether it be manufacturing, whether it be trade school, or going to college. And you guys have a plan in place that certainly helps out those students who are looking to further their education.
Yeah, the College Credit Plus program is a program that why students are right here in school, they can earn college credit and earn it obviously at a very much reduced cost or actually a free cost to them. And you can actually obtain all the way up to an associate's degree through these type of programs. And so it's a tremendous help and savings to families financially. And it's also puts them ahead on the college route. And so fantastic opportunity for students. It's something that we have here and have offered here at our school district, and just a fantastic way for students if they're on the college route. And that's not the only route there is these days, because we were emphasizing that it's not only college that you can find a way ahead, but this certainly, if you are on the college route, does give you a leg up and gives you an advantage, and financially and from a learning standpoint, of giving you some greater options.
Hey, when we all need options, there's no question about that. Well, Phil, this is a lot of fun. Thank you so much for stopping by and giving us some of your time. And we certainly wish you guys the best of luck moving forward with all of the Vermilion school planning, moving forward with the new health center coming to the school. Sounds like some very exciting times are ahead.
We appreciate it, and thank you for giving us the opportunity to tell a little bit about what's going on in our district.
Absolutely, Phil. Thank you again very much. That's Phil Pempin, Vermilion Superintendent, joining us here on the Nordson Corporation Champions of Education Series. It's brought to you by Nordson Corporation, a vital, self-renewing, worldwide organization helping build products the world uses every day. Time for a break here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. Matt Douglas and I come back after this here on AM 930 WEOL.